want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 521, recorded live on January 3rd, 2018. I'm your host, Head Hard Hat with
Scott Burks,
Taz 427, and
I think she just dropped off.
Info Ferret.
You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 63031-VOICE. Also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter and Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored by our good patrons of the Geocaching Podcast. To become a contributing patron, simply click on our Patreon or PayPal logo on our website to help keep our podcast going. From all of us at Geocaching Podcast, we thank you. All right, good stuff. Man, it's the beginning of the year. Things are, you know, still in neutral, if it's any like where we are in the States here. Sarah is actually out in traversing in the wilds of New Zealand. So if you're seeing things like just her left eyeball or her left ear or whatever, it's not that she loves the camera so much. She's actually driving right now looking for a place to stop.
I'm not driving, I hasten to add. I'm passenging.
Oh, all right.
I'm not that stupid.
Well, I thought it would be a good, you know, one of those videos that makes you $10,000 for catching live.
And then you see it spinning around.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, come on. It would have been good. We would have focused on you. It's awesome. So,
an accident will be phenomenal.
It will be great. It's like going to a hockey game and waiting for that fight, or the Indy 500 and waiting for that one crash.
Feel free for a roll.
Yeah, that's right. We'll take it. So, anyways, how's it going, folks? It is the new year, and bye bye to 2017, and hello 2018. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. But
it's funny. All I was reading online was how crappy 2017 was. You know, that's all I saw was like, oh, thank God this year is over, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, and I was talking to Jesse about it. I'm like, it wasn't that bad of a year, man. I had a couple of bad things, but like overall, 2016 was way worse than 2017.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Mine was like my dog that I had for 8 years passed away like on the 30th. So 26 going into 17 sucked. And you know, I have to admit, for this year, the latter half of it, I've been in nicely employed and we're paying our bills and things are, you know, not struggling as much. So overall, I'm very happy with how things 2017 went.
Yeah. If I put politics aside,
there you go.
I will say 2017 was an excellent year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna call the elephant in the room here. Andy, what the hell's going on with your face?
What? I got a haircut.
What's going on with your face?
Hey.
No, your beard is not gray anymore. Why?
I my wife is not happy. The gray part isn't the part that my wife is upset about. The part of it not being existing, she is not a happy camper.
He did the touch of gray a couple episodes
ago. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
No. Ever since I went for this last job, I mean, let's face it, folks, IT is for the young. And
you really touch a gray for
the hair is completely natural. This is my true color of my hair. That's all natural. But the beard was like, it wasn't even salt and pepper. It was salt.
Well, yeah, my, Mine's the same way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
mine's like that, too. Mine's been great for 5, 6 years.
I've had people look at me when you go for a job interview and you've got the gray hair, it's like, okay, Grandpa, thanks. So
well, I've got the gray in the hair, but it just doesn't want to come in the beard.
The opposite. Yeah, you got the opposite going.
Yeah, you got the green up there. No, this is, thank you, Grandpa, is my natural hair color up here. And I've got a full bushel up here as opposed to my brothers who have a peck. So it's, yeah.
So now that you have the job, are you going to go gray again? Are you going to keep coloring
it? I actually colored it yesterday.
Pay money to watch you color that,
because it's funny as hell, because what happens is when the roots start, you know, the hairs grow, and then all of a sudden you've got this white frame all the way around and it's like these little puffs of white start showing up all over the place. It's like, okay, so I literally went, got a haircut, got the beard trim, and when I talked to the gentleman who was cutting my hair, he said short, medium, or long on the beard, and I said, you know, give me short. And he did, and my wife is not happy.
Let me see the size of your face.
See, that's all. It's not bad.
He really cut it short. Yeah,
he did. He cut it short. So I said, "Honey, it'll grow back. Don't worry." But she was like,
"So how long in the beard do you have to go before you have to put more stuff in?"
Well, I'm gonna probably have to do it a couple of times, because for it to get back to at least some of the bushiness you have in it,
like the color. The coloring of it.
Yeah.
How long does it last before you...
Well, before I start growing my white tufts again, it's going to probably be a month at least before I have to do another another application.
That's not bad.
It's not that's bad. Not, it's not bad.
Like, every week.
Yeah.
My hair grows on my face.
And it's like... I actually kind of gained like 10 years. When you color your beard dark, it's like...
Lost 10 years.
Lost 10 years. Yeah, you don't want to gain 10 years.
No, I've never seen you with a black beard, because ever since I started going with a beard, it's been gray.
Oh, yeah.
It's gray.
Yeah, and it started getting bush boy. It got pretty thick there, and I'm like, okay, I'll trim it down. So I figured about mid – I should have said medium and went that way. But he trimmed.
He looks so
and
different.
The look on my wife's face was like, no. It's like, oh yeah, I'm in trouble.
You look like a schoolboy.
I do. It's like, golly. Yeah.
I remember when my son grabbed my trimmers and did something with his hair, and then he put them back, and I get up, and you know, I don't pay normally don't pay attention to what the level set up, and I went, and I was like, oh, shh. I've had a couple of those moments.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's almost as bad as having one eyebrow, but not quite.
Yeah,
So it's I was definitely given the look, and the couch is quite comfy at the moment. So it's you don't cut off your wife's favorite beard. Just saying.
Oh. Yes. Wow. Well, it looks good, Andy.
Thank you.
I
am ready to take the ears off of Gundar. I'm telling you.
You look like a millennial. Is what you look like.
Oh, God. Please, not that. Wow. I
wasn't alive when the Return of the Jedi came.
Wow, I've never seen Jedi in a big screen. Oh, my God. So yeah, it's been interesting. It's been a good year. 2017 was a good year and ended on a high note. And I prefer having that than not.
Yeah, everywhere I saw, everybody's like, "Oh, screw 2017. Yeah. It sucked." Blah blah blah. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Aside from Tess said, aside from like
politics. Oh yeah, politics. That's a whole different animal. But as far as in generalization, when it comes to things like that. I'm quite pleased with it.
You're muted, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah had called me directly, so I muted you, so I wasn't. So I was talking to her.
She's,
I thought you were talking to me. I'm like, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yeah, she's Baha'ing in New Zealand, out on the back road somewhere. And, you know, when you've got places like Mount Doom and, all those type things. Yeah. Well, you got the ants that you got to watch going through the highways and things. It's traverse. But yeah, and other than that, you know, the one thing I did not get a chance to do was get a lot of geocaching in. One of the things with the new job is I'm driving anywhere up to 2 hours each way, so that's 4 hours out of my life that is gone.
Dude, that blows.
Yeah, it does. It does. And so hopefully things will happen where, well, one of two things is going to happen. There's another prospect that I'm going for, actually having an interview tomorrow. And if I get that, it'll be a permanent job and things will be hunky-dory. If I get the job where I'm at now, I'm going to have to move out towards Durham. So we'll see what happens. Either way, if I get a full-time job, I will be a happy camper. Get out of consulting.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in consulting for a long
time. Long time, yeah.
Go ahead.
We're free mic tonight. Whatever you got.
No, I'm letting you finish. I thought you were saying something else.
No, I was just going to get into the I was so busy during the holiday season. We were spending a lot of time with Amy's side of the family because mine's in Michigan, and I'm not going up there for love or money. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I talked to my family back in Indiana the other day, and they were all like, it's freezing.
Oh, yeah. My niece said it's going to be minus 25 with the wind chill tomorrow. That's cold.
It's not fun.
Yeah, we're here going, oh my God, it's 20 degrees.
We had a 70 degree New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off. I had
the first F-bomb of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
30 below New Year's Day is what I had.
So oh, wow.
I started off with an early morning event, had my jacket on, but... went out with some friends to grab some caches, and after we got back to the car from the first couple, I was like, you know, I'm sweating like a pig. I'm taking this jacket off.
Isn't it awful?
And it's a
brisk
t-shirt.
I mean, a windbreaker. Well, brisk.
It's brisk.
I have a little breeze coming off the ocean.
Oh, right? It's terrible. Wow, the heat of the bonfires are keeping things going, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I believe a brisk is something else, Scott.
Yeah, that's what it was like brisk, last night when brisk. I got out of the Hurricanes game last night. That was brisk. So yeah.
So I had to my dad. You know, Toby's bar mitzvah is on Saturday.
Oh, good.
And so my dad just got into town today. Just got in today, and I'm like, he called me. I'm like, I'm so sorry I made you come to this. I know Florida's shitty too, but like, I'm so sorry you had to come to this.
That was almost like this brings back memories because when Daryl W4 held the CacherCon in 2010, that brings back some memories. It was in February in Michigan, Troy, Michigan. And I was there freezing my niblets off as we we were getting to the place.
Daryl's coming in this weekend.
Is he? So that's awesome.
Yeah, he's coming in this weekend.
That's fantastic. Yeah, let's see. Sarah's was with us a little bit, and she popped off with obviously out in the middle of New Zealand. The phones don't work as good as we would like, but that's how it goes. We'll make do as best we can. If she can join us, that'll be great. As far as this year, the end, talk about weird things. I got Amy and I went and we made sure that we got the end of the year souvenir. Did a lot of family stuff. On New Year's Day, I'm like watching the football games. I'm watching, you know, kicking back, eating subs, and having a good old time. And we completely forgot about the January 1st souvenir. Completely forgot.
No, did you really?
Yeah. The next day, we had off as well, and she's like, oh, shoot, we forgot yesterday. It's like, dang it. So, yeah.
How did you forget?
She even remembered halfway through, so I blame her. She remembered halfway through and then forgot to remember to keep going.
And she was emailing me the day before to try and get some inside info.
Yeah. So that's how I got. I got one of the two souvenirs anyway, so I still haven't got my first geocache of 2018 yet.
Really?
Yep.
That's a shame.
Scott, how about yourself? What'd you get? Do you get your end of year?
I got 110 on geocaching day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we had a good day. Okay. And we were supposed to go away for the we're supposed to cache all night. We didn't have the kids first time in 2 years. We didn't have the kids for New Year's. So
wow,
we're going to cache all night New Year's and then go southern Illinois and do a huge power trail down there. And everything got canceled because it's 30 below out.
Oh, yeah.
So, the next day, they said it was going to be 30 below with no buildings, just
open road. Oh. Yeah, what could happen?
So me and Jesse spent the New Year's Day doing nothing. Went to an event on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. But so we got both those days.
That's awesome. Taz, how about you?
Yeah, I did my typical New Year's Eve and New Year's Day events, and then met up with a couple of friends, and we went out and got about 15 caches, only one DNF, and seven cache types. So wow. we weren't going for a big cache type day. It was just one of those things where we were going, had a quite a selection of different cache types that we hit.
Wow. Well, when it's 70 out, I guess it's not as hard to do stuff with. Your fingers aren't falling off from frostbite.
when sweat is more of an issue than freezing during the winter. It's a good thing.
It is. It is indeed. So, Sarah, how are you doing out in New Zealand way?
Oh, it's mid-70s. You're, 122 centigrade, mid-70s. The parents reckon is your conversion.
Uh-huh.
Almost too hot to cache, wasn't it?
Oh, that's terrible.
Hang on, we're just trying to park, and then we'll go and find a cafe, so the engine noise will go, and the quality should improve.
That's cool. So, where are you just at? So the people know where you're at. Where are you at?
We're currently Timaru.
Dimaru.
Bit south of Christchurch.
Okay, we're actually getting live feed from New Zealand, so that's a cool thing.
Hello, how are you doing? Oh God, this is one of my work colleagues. Hello, Happy New Year and all that.
Wow.
Hello, how are you doing?
You meet all sorts of folks in New Zealand.
Hiya. Okay. That's scary. I've just bumped into a work colleague.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll catch up with you a little bit, and then we'll see what's got going on.
3 minutes, and then I'll come back in.
All righty.
Okay.
Yep. See you in a bit. And that's what happens when you get live feed from New Zealand. You meet into colleagues out in the middle of nowhere that you've never seen before. That's always cool.
Brilliant.
Now I got to see if I. I'm going to see if I can. There we go. I'm going to mute her.
Okay.
There we go. So, anyways, that's as we get live feed from New Zealand. That's the cool thing about this show. It's not the first time we've done that.
Pull up the map. She's about midway on the. East coast of the South Island.
How cool is that to just sit there and just go, okay, let's just take off? Because for us, it's if you're landlocked or if you're in an area that, oh look, another tree. I mean, to be able to just sit there and go through all the different types of areas that they have in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
let alone up in the mountains and all the rest of that too. Anywho, so yeah, that's we'll catch up with Sarah in a little bit about how things are going. Let's move on to the podcast roundup, letting our viewers know what's going on in the geocaching podcasting community and what's coming up this week on Geo Gearheads is episode 314, Connections 1, where Chris of the Northwest, a.k.a. Bad Cop, Daryl W4, and Land Monkey look
at... He'll always be the bad cop.
Yep, he always will be to me. I'll always hear that siren. Look at the various connections to our devices. Now, does that mean the devices that people have or the devices that people have? I'm just saying. So that'll be you'll have to check out tomorrow on Geo Gearheads. And GeoSnippets Reboot Podcast, I'm not sure yet. We'll figure it out. There's really a lot of cool stuff that we got going with a whole choice of stuff to talk about with it, and I just haven't figured out what I'm going to talk about yet. So we'll figure it out tomorrow. So the big TBD is the subject so far And we'll go from that. Finally, please consider becoming a patron to our show. Thank you so much to the new patrons that have just hooked in. And also, if you want to consider it, just go to our geocachingpodcast.com website and hook into either our Patreon or our PayPal areas on our website. And if you can give us a couple bucks each month, we would greatly appreciate it. Helps keep things going because it's expensive doing podcasts. So, Sarah, if you can't hear us, just wave when you're ready, and we'll try to pick it up. Okay, she's waving. All right, so we're going to do that. Let's move on to Scott. You have the notes up?
Yes, sir,
I do. All right, so I'm going to move this up, and we will hit the mailbag.
I got mail! Yay! I got mail! Yay!
I have two mail there.
Yes.
I see two.
Two mail.
All right, the first one. This first one's from Uncle Kesher. This is the first one, which is a pretty damn good caching name, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
He says, I can't believe he's relatively new to the geocaching podcast. I started listening about the same time as Sarah started hosting. A visit to New Zealand is one of my dreams, and meeting her in person would be icing on the cake if I ever get a chance to fulfill my dream. I don't get a chance to listen to the live taping because of the other obligations I have on Wednesday evening, but watching you on the YouTube video on Thursday mornings is something I look forward to every week. People actually watch the YouTube channels, really?
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yeah, hard to believe, but true.
Well, one or two.
Just us sitting in front of microphones. I should be doing dance or something. Dance while I read this.
And I don't want to say which type either.
So there's only so much I can get on camera here.
Yeah.
In show 520, what number are we on now,
by the way? We're on 521.
Oh, okay, last episode. Okay. In show 520, there was a lot of discussion about food.
That sounds
I especially
reasonable.
Enjoyed the part about British cuisine. We were talking about British cuisine?
Well, yeah, we got into all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we hit just about everything.
I don't remember talking about food at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Lots of food.
It brought back lots of memories of the 18 months I spent in Scotland and England. 18 months. Hey. The two foods I really fell in love with and miss are fish and chips. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're talking about fish and chips.
Yeah, huh?
And English tea.
Oh.
So he liked fish and chips.
Yes.
Wow, it's an American who liked fish and chips.
I love fish and chips, especially the traditional.
Have you eaten it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been to England and eaten it?
No, I have not.
I've had it in England.
Hey, Sarah, yeah. By the way, you have to mute yourself.
Scotland, where the men wear kilts and the sheep are
plentiful. Sheep are scared. Hey, Sarah, when you're going to have to unmute yourself to go, I can't unmute you, by the way. She's going to go the rest of the show going, why won't he unmute me?
Okay. What we have, so what's the difference between tea and English tea? Anybody know what English tea is?
Something they dip in the water four times and then call it tea.
I know that, but why is English tea any different from American tea?
American tea, we brew it for 6 minutes.
It's the way it's prepared more than anything. I mean, yeah.
The way it's prepared?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The two foods I really fall in love with and miss are, what we have here in the U.S. that is supposed to be British fish and chips and tea just isn't the same. Kind of like going to Taco Bell for Mexican food.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, I like Taco Bell. What's wrong with Taco Bell?
It's not Mexican.
It's
food.
Not Mexican.
Don't call it. No. Don't even call it Tex-Mex. I mean, yeah. That's an insult to Tex-Mex.
It's American.
It's Taco Bell.
It's American.
Unfortunately, I somehow missed trying mushy peas. No, I didn't try to. I just had peas. I thought of you guys. I had peas for dinner last night. I thought about you guys. They were not mushy though. I did, however, try haggis as I was in Scotland most of the time.
Oh, there you go.
Sold in the same shops that sell fish and chips. Haggis, isn't that like the stomach of
a sheep?
Yeah, sheep's stomach. Yeah.
Why would you eat a stomach of a sheep?
Puts hair on your chest.
You know, that's one thing I didn't try while I was over there, but I definitely would have tried it.
Yeah. If I ever get over that way, I'm going to try haggis.
There hasn't been a food put in front of me that I have not tried.
Yeah.
What's there's this? Some that I wouldn't eat twice.
English tea has cucumber sandwiches, I think. Isn't that what comes with English
yes,
tea?
Yes, that's
cucumber a... Cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah.
I like cucumbers. I don't know if I want cucumbers on a sandwich with bread.
Would well, Sarah might be able to chime in if she unmutes. If she's talking in the show with this, she is going to be greatly disappointed if she hears the podcast. Because I can't unmute her.
Not my, he says, not my favorite, the haggis, that is, especially after I found out what it's made from.
Which yes.
Yeah. Love the show and especially the informal style. Hope to see you at Geo Woodstock. I'll be there as I live just across the river. Can't miss the first U.S. Giga.
Hell yeah.
First and likely only.
Yes. So yeah. Get it while you can, folks. So, again, Sarah, unmute yourself if you can. If she can hear us, unmute us. Because I can't unmute you. There she is. So
that was crazy.
Sarah.
I found somewhere that hopefully is away from the traffic noise.
There you go. Right. So explain cucumber sandwiches to us.
I think it's a thing that Southerners do because they haven't got real food.
Is that how it is? No, down here in the States, Southern means smothered and covered.
Yeah.
Wow. Southerners must be like the rednecks of the English. Frackin' Southern. And
I can say the haggis is neither kosher nor halal.
No, I figured it wasn't.
But well worth
it. Kosher.
Yeah. That's
basically all the leftovers of the sheep, but put in with oats and sort of boiled up in a sheep's stomach.
Yummy.
Oh, kind of like chop suey. That's cool.
Give me more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, we want it by the stomach full. Wow.
Look, it's what peasants used to eat in winter when they had nothing else.
Now, see, that's very similar to what in Upper Michigan they have called, in Scoppy Nice, pasties, not pasties. Pasties.
In Chicago, we call those pasties.
Pasties.
And the naughty girls wear them.
No, this is something different.
It could be worse.
Different way to keep them warm.
Could be mountain oysters.
Pasties in the Upper Peninsula are actually like pot pies that you can hold.
I know what pasties. Yeah, okay. They have them here. Yeah,
yes. Okay.
What's the holiday? Yeah, the pasties.
Yes. The holiday? I'm not quite sure. Anytime you can get
them. Once a year, like, you can get pasties.
Yeah. In Michigan, they're all over the place. But yeah. So,
I have a marina.
So the pasties are like the haggis of Scotland, I think.
Yeah.
Pasties are also like in Scotland, but just
bras of the
different, yeah. So anywho, so you got a second one there, Mr. Scott.
I do. How about that? This one starts. This is from Dave, which is DSV Music, is the cashier's name. It says, "Yay, Scott's got mail." Yay.
At least someone likes that intro.
So I didn't get a chance to go geocaching on Christmas due to family commitments and having cached out my area. Now you see, Dave, here's the problem. You gotta go.
Yes.
There's no family commitments. That's the whole point of it.
It's to get out and then be shamed.
Family commitments is not an excuse. I'm sorry.
Coffee and move away from the... Nice.
But I started a new tradition this year playing another location-based game while en route from one destination to another. Almost equally as fun. Are you ready for it? Wait for it. Pokeju. Pokeju.
Pokeju. It's like jewel caching.
There's a ding in there, Andy. So he wants you to ring the bell.
Okay.
Ring the bell. There you go. Pokeju. Anti-Semitic there, Dave. Thank you for that.
Well, maybe Merry you could do back to back.
We need to know the rules here. Do you just poke the Jew next to you?
Pikachu.
You poke them.
Pikachu.
Yeah, I know. It's having Christmas.
Don't you have to just spin the balls?
It's something like that.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays to the GPCP crew.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, good stuff. You know, to each his own. If whatever kind of thing that and Scott, I do have to tell you this. We were very disappointed here in Raleigh, North Carolina, as far as my wife and myself on Christmas. And Christmas Day, we went to go get our Chinese, and actually, it was we went. Normal time that we went last year, and our favorite Chinese restaurant was closed.
Oh, no.
So we ended up at, I kid you not, did a one, you know, dart in the dark, and there was another Chinese takeout place that was about 5 miles from our house. We went over there, and they were open. So we had our Chinese with this time it was with Mexican friends, not our Jewish friends, because they were the only couple that were in the takeout place besides ourselves. But we had Chinese is the point when we went.
You know, where we decided to go geocaching this year, it was an area that's not too many Jews. Let's put it that way. It's not a very affluent neighborhood.
Ah.
But it's Christmas Day, so it's pretty safe.
Yeah.
And at least until like 2-ish. You know,
right?
Everybody's opening their presents. But the problem was, I couldn't find an open Chinese place.
Wow!
There's nobody there to eat there.
That, yes.
No Jews means no.
Wow. People coming
in. So I finally found one. Okay, finally found one about 2 miles from where I wanted it to be, but I had to, you know, spread out a little bit to find it. And yeah, I had to prepare for this. I called around 2 weeks beforehand. I called a crap ton. I mean, I called 30 of them.
Yeah.
And I finally found one. Got there, ate. The food was absolutely horrible.
Oh.
Horrible. I mean, like, so bad.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Those egg rolls where they haven't changed the oil in a week.
It just wasn't good. It just wasn't good.
Would you have preferred the DNF?
I've been doing this for 9 years. I've been doing this, and that was the worst Chinese food we had in 9 years.
Wow!
When you're questioning if that Kung Pao chicken was really chicken,
it wasn't good at all. I was shocked because usually Chinese food is like sex. Even when it's bad, it's kind of good.
Yeah, you
know? But this was not even good. It was just bad. You know,
what's it that? Yeah. You can't recover from something like that.
What are you going to do? You know?
What are you going to do?
We had a roast leg of lamb and roast vegetables and just sort of sat outside and chilled out and had a glass or two of wine and went for a bit of a walk and just relaxed.
Wow. Lamb, huh? I almost completely incinerated a gas grill doing lamb. If you ever try to cook lamb on a gas grill, just remember the words flames.
Grease.
Yeah. Because whoosh. And spraying water on it, not a good idea.
No. Water on a grease fire.
Water on a grease fire is really bad. So, yes, lamb is very greasy. So be careful when you're
trying. Let's see what happens.
Boof. So, yeah, interesting stuff.
No, you just stick it in the oven and roast it. Nice and easy.
Okay. That's much safer than direct flame. Wow. Okay,
you
so...
You've been in your barbecue.
Oh, yeah, you got to grill it, man.
Yeah.
That's all it is to it. It doesn't matter if it's life or limb or what amount of property damage that's going to be involved. You got to cook that puppy. So, yep. So
that burnt charcoal part of it just adds to the flavor.
Adds to the flavor, absolutely. And just pretend it tastes like hickory.
More flavor.
More flavor. So we're on episode 521, Holiday Recap and New Year Goals. So we didn't do a show last week because it was just one of those things where it's like where everybody was in a holiday mood and it's like, we'll catch them up at the beginning of the year. So we're going to hit some of the holiday stuff for the end of last year and the beginning of this year. And when we usually do that, we end up doing recaps of all our holiday stuff that goes on and then some New Year's goals to try to convince ourselves that we can actually do. So that'll be a lot of fun with that. For me, it was a really, really good holiday. We just spent a lot of family time. My niece and my nephew are at that perfect age. My nephew's 5 and my niece is about 3 and a half, almost 4 years old. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun. Mm-hmm. They were doing things and yeah, it's one of those things where my sister-in-law is extremely creative, and she was doing things like they were out on Christmas Eve putting out reindeer feed on the sidewalk out there. So they made this special reindeer feed that went out, and I asked her, so what's in said reindeer feed, because it was kind of glittery and kind of colorful and all the rest of that. And apparently that is a Santa secret. Yeah, there is kind of
that's why reindear fart
sparks
glitter.
Poof. Hey, is that Rudolph? That's his trail, baby. So yeah, she's just doing all sorts, and they were just eating it up, and we spent the whole day having a good time with that. And and again, like I said, we only got the one end of year souvenir, and Santa was very good to me. He got me the Xbox One X. So I was
and Taz are PS4 men.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't be perfect.
I had to buy my son a 1S this year.
Did you? Yeah.
Taz hasn't been playing much. He must have finished his game.
I finished my game.
When I said I had very little downtime, whatever little downtime I had was playing Destiny and Battlefront and a couple other things.
Yeah, Battlefront I've been playing.
So just saying.
Yeah, can I jump in? Because my phone's flicking low battery, so I don't know whether I've got 5 minutes or 10. So I'll stay with you as long as I can.
Okay.
Oh, we had a cruisy summer Christmas, couple of days, chilling around with parents. Paul gave me a voucher for a DayZ bike hire, which I used in the South as part of this holiday. And they went off and did touristy things, and I went and cycled all around a place called Naseby and found lots of caches on the forest trails around there.
Wow.
And it's too long since I've been on a bike, and I'm way too unfit, but I had a heap of fun. And we've just been on, so December, January, schools are closed. It's our annual sort of holiday time. Work, a lot of offices shut down for the sort of Christmas, New Year fortnight, so you've got to take what isn't statutory holidays, annual leave. So we've just had a week and a half around the South, Island. We're heading back north now to catch the ferry in a couple of days.
Now let me get
so
this.
Santa was very.
So are you saying you have a sore bum?
Not now, but I did for a few days.
So Sarah, you're on an island. How touristy can it be? How long have you lived in New Zealand?
Passing here. It can be very, very some bits are very, very touristy. You talk your Queenstowns, your Rotoruas, your Bay of Islands can be really heaving. You can look around and your soul.
So what kind of touristy stuff do they actually have? I mean, is it more than just here's a T-shirt that said I survived New Zealand or Australia?
Survived running the walking trees.
Look. They can send you anything made of wool, possum fur, which is a pest, and so the more that get killed. Look, if you see a possum going across the road in New Zealand, it's a target.
Do a it is here too. That and armadillos, but that's a whole different thing. Down south,
they're only a target because they're too stupid to get out.
Yeah, down south, that's called lunch. So roadkill it's
raccoons and squirrels. That's all, and bunnies.
So what is made of fox fur there?
Possum fur.
Or possum fur. What do they actually make in possum fur?
They can spin it, usually blend it with merino wool, which is a type of sheep. And it's very light and it's very warm. And you can get possum skin things as well. But
it's possum.
That's the whole conversation.
Well, is that alpaca? No, that's possum.
Possum.
Technically, the North American possum is an opossum.
Yes. Oh, here he's getting technical.
Those are ugly things.
They're rats.
Yeah.
They're giant rats with giant teeth.
They're marsupial rats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I could expect
usual touristy stuff.
I could expect
magnets
in New Zealand that it's like they're probably cute little furry, fuzzy looking with blue eyes and
bollocks. They're a pest.
Cartoony.
Cartoony.
No, they're a pest.
Interesting. We learn a lot of stuff here on the Geocaching Podcast about our neighbors down in New Zealand. Do they eat possum down there?
I think you can eat it, but it's supposedly tough. And there's a lot of worry that they carry bovine TB. So it's not something I'd recommend.
Make sure you cook it really well, folks. Because in the South,
Beverly Hillbillies, eat possum.
Yeah, nothing like good flame won't get one day care of.
Which has once a year.
Medium well, please.
Where they leave do the all teeth. Sorts of unsweet possums and cook
the teeth.
Yeah. I've never been down to that festival, and I'm quite happy to give it a miss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here, like I said, we're in the South. I mean, come on, it's dump dump. Hey, lunch, and it's you're ready. Covers, you know, smothered and covered, and away you go.
Smothered.
Word of advice: don't eat the mountain oysters.
Oh, that too. Yeah, that's a whole different animal. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you see, we're back on food again. That's how that works. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Let's see. Let's move on to Scott. How was your holiday season?
It was good. I was cashing. So we actually had it the next day. You know, the 25th was spent cashing all day. So the next day is what we had Christmas with the boys, and we did the typical, you know, everybody got a couple of presents, and, you know, we're going to go on a trip in February or March kind of a thing. So.
Oh, neat.
It was good. We got all the boys. I got Alexa. All the boys got Alexa for their rooms. You know, the Echo. We got a main one for the kitchen and all that. So, I got a coat.
That kind of stuff. That sounds good. All right, I'm gonna mute Sarah again because
mute her,
so that we can.
And
she's gonna be like, "Damn it, Andy!"
With the family, with all three boys and Jesse, it was fun.
That's cool.
We had a good time. Yeah, what's the Doctor Who Christmas special?
Oh, yeah, we could spend a whole hour talking about that one. Oh, my gosh.
I was off work from
the 26th. I thought they were supposed to introduce the new lady Doctor Who on there, but they didn't.
Yes, she did. She got blown out of the TARDIS.
Did I sleep through that part?
You slept through it.
She got blown out of the TARDIS, and the whole inside of the TARDIS went foom. So, yeah. Actually, it was very well done. I was very pleased with it, and I promise I won't go off on a thing on it. But the World War I Christmas truce is a real thing. It actually happened.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just thought that was very cool how they pulled in one of the characters for that. I thought that was awesome. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. So, anywho.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yep, good stuff. Taz, how about yourself? What'd you have for the holidays?
What did I have? Besides cashing, sleeping through the Doctor Who Christmas. Apparently, I slept through the Doctor Who Christmas show, and I can't get my mind off of it now.
It's the last minute and a half of the show.
What's the last thing you remember seeing?
Okay, that must have been it. I must have just kind of dozed off. Or wife. I remember seeing the full thing about the World War One, and then him going back there to the foxhole,
right?
With the guy, and then I don't remember much after that.
Wow, that's when he blanked out. Is at the crucial point of the new Doctor being introduced.
Yeah.
Oh well, I'll see her next year or later this year.
It depends on their schedule.
Whatever their schedule is.
Yeah.
But I did like seeing the old TARDIS versus the new TARDIS. Yeah, that was nice.
How was Christmas?
Christmas was pretty good. I got me some chocolate from New Zealand. I wonder where that came from.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, Sarah, thank you for the chocolate. It was very yummy.
Very nice.
I totally forgot about that. Thank you.
My requisite Starbucks gift cards to get my balance up for the year.
Nice, lucky.
Andy, thank you for the gift as well, Andy.
Oh, you're quite welcome. The show thanks you guys for everything that you do, and the least I could do is get you another year of geocaching.
Woohoo!
I appreciate it. I'm good till July of 19.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Excellent.
Let's see, what else did I get? I bought myself a video game.
What one?
And just the Lego Star Wars. No, the new one. Crap.
Must have been memorable.
The Force. From Star Wars Episode 8.
Yeah. The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I actually finally put it in and started playing it for about an hour last night, and it was That whole hour was on Endor with Ewoks. And it's like, this isn't The Force Awakens. So
there weren't Ewoks in The Force Awakens?
No.
No.
There weren't Ewoks in The Last Jedi.
This was Anakin, the Emperor, and Luke. Okay. And
which movie was that really from?
The Empire, or pardon me, Return of the Jedi.
There you go.
And then it goes into the real A Force Awakens.
Okay, so it was like a flashback.
Yeah, I think it was kind of meant to be a flashback.
Okay, because I was going to say Ewoks, man, they'll sneak in like Tribbles in Star Trek.
When that popped up there and stuff, was like, I'm like, what the hell? I thought this was a Force Awakens. I had to look at the box. I was like, okay, this must be some sort of flashback. You know, they're having an acid flashback or something. I don't know.
You're doing Legos. I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, Legos are fun.
Yeah. Okay, we don't want to tick off all the Lego enthusiasts out there. I don't want to get them mad at me. Yeah, that's all
Lego,
part of it.
You know, I have no problem with the Lego games. I actually like Lego games until they started making talk. I liked it better when they didn't talk.
Oh, really?
Lego games like Indiana Jones one and the early Star Wars one.
My only influence with Legos is playing with my nephew, so it's we're not into that part.
The arcade, the video games are good. They're
yeah,
I loved it when. So playing two-player experience, the early games sucked for the two-player experience. It was when they finally were able to tear the screen apart and you're kind of like almost split screen and being in different areas, that's when they became good for that.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, like me and Toby used to play that game all the time. I mean, God, I lived in that game.
Yeah, no, the thing that my daughter had ulterior motives. So she got me Destiny 2, but she also got me Destiny 1. And then she got what's the one with Star Wars? Is that Battlefield?
Battlefront.
Battlefront. She got me Battlefront 2, but she also got Battlefront 1 so that we can play together. So we've been spending a lot of time. I think I've talked to her more in the past 2 weeks than I have in the past year.
And that's what I do with Shane. I love it. I sit there and I put on the headphones and just play a game with Shane and just talk to him.
It's awesome.
He's a 7-year-old.
Yeah. You know? Get caught up.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. I love it. Cool stuff. Let's see. Let's move on to Scott. You're always good for this. Do you have anything this year for your end of year gripes for 2017? Anything?
What are you saying? I'm a cynical bastard? Is that what you're trying to tell
me? No, not at all. It's one of those things where you tend to build up every once in a while for a lot of stuff. And this year you've been uncommonly calm.
I know. Well, Groundspeaks have been uncommonly doing well.
Yes. Isn't that surprising?
I don't have much to gripe with them about. You know, they've been doing pretty good. You know, everything they've been doing, I've been a fan of.
Yeah, it's amazing how much that
Abe Cash this year.
Yep.
I mean, they did that and all the work.
Much to the behest of Taz.
All the website work, all the database work they did, and all that. I got I have very few complaints with them.
Yeah.
You
know?
I didn't exactly boycott the coming out the back of the Ape Cache since I went out and got it. So
kicking and screaming.
Yeah,
I just needed to hold out long enough for me to get out there. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's it. I gotta get the Ape Cache, even though I will never make it to Brazil. You know,
I told you that's got to be a priority.
Well, I'm happy to see that there are still a lot of people going down there and getting the Ape Cache in Brazil, because that would have been a shame if people just stopped going.
Right. I mean, come on, you're going to Brazil if you're going to go.
I don't think they're going to get as many people as they did, but I think they'll still get people.
Oh yeah,
especially from other parts of the world. You got to remember that too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Prior to the Ape Cache up in Washington being retired or archived, the one down in Brazil only had a handful of finds. So once it was after that were retired, it's like it's the only one left in the world. I'm not sure if it really brought the attention of it down there or the fact that it's the last one, people started going.
Oh, I believe
it. Oh, yeah.
And, absolutely. You know, Ted, to make you feel better, like, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, five people from Chicago just went, didn't go to California. They went to Brazil.
That's good.
So the people are still going on, you know.
Yeah, I'm still seeing, you know, not only Europeans going there, but Americans as well. I get notifications for every time it's logged. So
yeah, I don't know why somebody from Chicago would go to Brazil when you can go to California.
Uh-huh.
Not even Oregon, rather.
Okay, I have to go back one here. That two wombles from our friend on the other side of the planet sent me a nice thing of an Earl, and I'll put it in our show notes.
An Earl.
U-R-L.
Yes, lol. Lol. It is. Are you ready for this?
I want to say a GIF. Hit me
with it. Possum fur nipple warmers.
It's a what?
Oh, jeez.
This is
possum
out of
fur pasties.
This is awesome for out of the Silver Ferns. If you want to go to the website, it's www.silverfernsnz. So it's silverfernz.com, and it's at /new-zealand-possum-fur-nipples-warmers.htm, and check it out.
New Zealand possum fur nipple warmers. Warmers world famous. The original and genuine possum pan nipple warmer. Our great novelty gift, which can also be used. Oh my God, this English is atrocious. Just peel off the adhesive backing and apply. Colors available: natural, red, blue, purple, black, and white.
Yep. And they don't chafe because they attach. I'm just, it's, all right, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Again, we'll have the URL in the show notes for you people want to check out.
Who's a naughty possum?
All right.
It's furry nipples. Is what basically
it's furry nipples. Nipple warmers from possum. So I want to thank Two Wombles for setting us up on that one.
Wait, you may also, I love when they put the, when they put, the, you might also like, so they got, you must also like a possum fur willy warmer. Can you imagine what that is? Or a possum fur belly button warmer.
So those are pasties for men.
Really?
Yeah, that's a really warmer is definitely a...
Yeah.
A pasty or... Yeah, it's. I guess you can call it a pasty.
a banana hammock.
That's a better word for it.
See, back to food.
Oh, those New Zealand crazy
people. Those crazy New Zealanders and their possums. Wow.
Apparently they're like furry nipples.
Who doesn't? Come on.
All right. Let's get off of this before we get into stuff we shouldn't. As far as the gripes go, I actually went, and Scott will cringe when I say this, I actually went into the forums on geocaching.com.
Why would you go into the forums?
Sometimes you must tread where others do not. And went into that.
I don't go in there.
Yeah, I know. It's not a friendly place. But I went in there just to see if I could find something that talked about people and their common gripes nowadays. And there was one link that was in there, actually towards the top, go figure, that goes all the way back to 2013 and up to like a couple days ago. And it was interesting about the gripes that back in 2013 were to me, were much more solid type of gripes, where it was things of actual concern about for geocaching. And then I was looking at the stuff for just the past couple of entries to see what they had, and it was just kind of whiny, you know, non-significant, something that happened once kind of thing. And it just, I don't know if it's me, if since I'm going on 10 years, I know Scott's close to or on 10 years.
My 10th year now, this year.
Yeah, this year is for that. And I don't know if I'm just getting disconcerned with things as much. I mean, I want to take importance when something serious comes up. But the rest of it, you know, to quote Scott, the whiny bitches, it just was one of those type of things that I just looked at and go, really, that's the best you have to that irks you?
That's just bitching my bitch.
Yeah.
I still have one thing that I wish Groundspeak would, geocaching.com would get off their butt about, and that's where I goes. Let's revamp this thing. You know, you've been pouring a lot, you know, admittedly, I love what you guys have been doing. You've been pouring a lot of energy into a lot of things, but revamp where I go.
You know, see, that to me is a legitimate gripe. It's something that's been on for all these years. Everybody's wanted it to be upgraded and usable and easy to do for people to make the cartridges for where.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Since it was touched.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, do whatever or get off the pot, as they say. And it's... and go that way. And, yeah, I think that's a legitimate gripe. But the stuff that I was reading out of the last month or two worth of irks on their hand were just whiny little insignificant things that actually don't really pertain more to themselves than anything else. And it's like, am I just getting that old when it comes to stuff like this that it doesn't matter anymore? Or has it really been that watered down?
I think they've addressed a lot of the issues over this past year.
Yeah.
But, you know, they still have some areas where they can improve.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I also go with the other way. I have much more, I am much more proud of Geocaching HQ and their accomplishments, like we've all said recently, with everything that they've done. They're showing that they want to improve. They're showing they're mm-hmm. wanting to keep the people right. going with it. And kudos to them.
They've done more changes this year than they have in
the past five. And please don't mm-hmm. stop. I mean, it's great. So, yeah, I think that goes.
That app is still ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I totally agree. The app needs to really be vamped so that it's much more usable, and I think that's something that they're going to work on. They're going to have to if they want to keep their base.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You see what Nick did on Christmas? Did you see my Instagram on Christmas
Day? I did not see the Instagram.
If you found a cache on Christmas Day, Cashly had a little Santa hat on your smiley.
Ah, that's cute.
And so I emailed Nick. I'm like, did you put the Santa hat on smiley? He's like, nope, that was me. I'm like, well done.
Yes. And, you know, it's the little things like that. Yeah, it's
the little things, man. Tip my cap to that. I'm like, well played. Golf clap, you on that. Well played. It made me smile all day as I was finding cash to get a little Santa hat on.
Yeah.
So all the Jews in the world got Santa hats.
Oh, here we go. It's the spirit of the holidays.
Yeah, I could email him and be like, where's my Hanukkah?
Where's my menorah? we're starting out the year right.
I'm offended as a Jew. I'm offended by that Santa hat. I'm offended.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That was a great touch.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah. And like you said, it just takes the little things.
It is, man. Like, Groundspeak could have done that if Nick could do it.
I mean, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Man. The little things that matter.
Yeah, it's cool. I love it.
And that app is atrocious. Every time I open it, I'm like, oh my god. I have to open it for something, and I'm like, oh, I see somebody using it, and they're like screaming at it. I'm like,
yes.
Let me do to Nick. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. All you need is an iPhone.
My buddy's like, I don't want to pay $4. I'm like, dude, I'll buy it. I will literally buy it for you. I will literally buy it to hear you stop bitching about
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's all part of it. It's all part of it.
I can't bitch much about it because I'm completely happy with the website. Website's looking great.
Yep.
Everything's doing.
Yep. You know, website's doing fantastic.
You know what I like? What I use that app for most of all is when I need to go to an event and I can't find it on the friggin' map. I open that one up. I filter on events. Click on it. tell it to drive there. Because if I hate switching the filters out on CGO.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. You have CGO.
Good point.
It's nice, Nick. I can actually Waze right to it too. I can from the map. I can say, you know, use Waze to get there and just takes me right to it. It opens up my Waze and I go.
Oh yeah.
Now I just need to be able to say, okay, Google, navigate to GC, blah 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 blah.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah, I mean that's how it is, and not to make too fine of a point because I did before, but the main articles that I'm reading right now is year 2018 is the year of AR. Just saying,
for us or for geocaching?
Just in general, the main push this year, you're going to see AR everything. It is time.
I don't mind that. You know, I mean,
it is time.
Listen, Andy, I appreciated your one the other day with the ad on the ice.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. You know, that was a nice touch. I'm like, oh, well played, Eddie.
Yeah.
Good one on that one. If anybody doesn't know, Andy had, was it your Instagram account or was your
Twitter? No, it's on Pixel 2 has what they call AR stickers.
I know, but I'm saying, but did you put it on your Instagram? What'd you put?
No, I put it on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. All right.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was anybody else would follow Andy. He had an ad in the middle of the ice rink of a hockey game.
Yeah, I went to the hockey game before everybody came out. And I went, what would an ad look like on this? So I put one out in the middle, and then the Zambonis were driving around it. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it looked good, man. I liked it.
It was pretty cool. Laugh. Yeah, so that's the big thing. So I'm you know, not that I'm trying to push geocaching.com to try to do something with AR, but I wish they would do something with AR.
That would be nice. That would be a good Where I Go 2.0.
Yes, yes.
Someone will get a puzzle cache out there with AR. Don't worry, someone will get
there. It'll get there. But what I'm fascinated with and what I can't wait to see is what's coming out. Not necessarily just with geocaching, but the stuff that the toys that are going to be coming out. I'm very excited with that. So
yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I haven't played the new Pokemon, so I don't know. I heard it.
Well, you know, the one that I found that was funny as heck, and it only works on iPhone right now with the actual AR, the AR Plus is what they're calling it. There is one that's a whale, a Pokemon whale, full size. So when you actually turn on the Air Plus, you're looking at an eyeball or something because it's that big.
Wow.
So, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, so try sneaking up on one of those puppies. All part of the fun. Okay, finally, let's wrap up before we close up the show here. Anybody got any goals? And the reason why I don't call them resolutions is because resolutions last about a day and a half. For most people.
Broken mine, so.
Or you do the stuff like I do where I'll sit there and say, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I'm going to cut back on my tobacco intake when I don't smoke and I don't drink, so I actually do that.
Those I can do.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I barely drink and I don't smoke.
Exactly. Anymore. But resolutions last about 2 seconds, so I like calling them goals. Anybody got a goal this year that you're actually going to apply?
One goal, to complete my Jazzmere.
Again?
No, last year was to cut my Jazzmere down in half, which I succeeded.
Congrats.
So by getting that one of the two caches that was, or one of the two months that was still open on my calendar. So now I only have 1 month open.
I've got three left to go, three or four, I think.
So, and I may just do that in about a week and a half.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really? Going to Brazil again?
No, maybe my wife would let me pull the trigger.
See that look? Do you see that look? I love that look.
Going to San Francisco.
Oh, very nice.
For the weekend, over Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. And if we do that, I told her on the way back, I'm stopping for this, the only January 2001 cache within about 150 miles of me.
Ah, very nice.
See, I don't even have a January 2001 cache 150 miles away. For me, it's like 2,000 miles away from
me. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're not all that common, surprisingly.
Huh.
Yeah, we have me and Jesse both have we have taken all the, like, everything else is flying range. We have gotten rid of all the driving ranges, you know, like anything in the range of driving. Now it's flying.
Yeah.
If you don't want it to be a week, you know, if we want, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everything now is now all the West Coast is where all the others are now.
All right. So is that your goal this year, is to try to get some of those?
No. No. My goal this year is to finish me and Jesse want to finish the Illinois Delorme Challenge.
Oh.
Yeah, we're almost done. A couple more pages.
How many boxes you got to do?
We have like, it's one more weekend. We can do it one more weekend. Less than 15, maybe.
Wow, like that's nice.
Southern tip, or
I'm sorry, 15 counties, mm-hmm. And pages. I'd have to ask Jesse. Maybe 8 pages left or something like that. Something like that. Nothing.
That's not bad.
I think a long weekend wouldn't take care of.
Yeah, so
it's all this one little sliver. The bottom bottom west corner of Illinois is all we have left.
Ah, okay. Very nice. This year, nothing overly grandiose.
Getting down there.
Yeah.
The long-ass drive down there is the hard part.
My problem is all the, like, the gig and all the rest of it. I want to get at least 2 to 3 states that I haven't gotten before is this one. I want to do some traveling, even if it's just a single shot someplace, and get 2 to 3 added states on. I'd love to go up in the upper eastern parts. I haven't been up in that way before. I haven't been up in Massachusetts and Vermont and all those. So
yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's like we are so busy. We're trying to, you know, we were trying to plan something with our friends, a weekend with our friends, and Jesse's looking. She's like, our next available weekend is like March 28th.
Yeah. Yeah.
No kids. It's insane. It's between basketball games and then baseball.
And then baseball starts up. Yeah.
It's just, you know, the hard, you know, like the whole mega, the whole giga thing. Problem is that's Memorial Day weekend. That's tournament weekend here. Like, I can't go.
Yeah.
You know, me and Jesse are literally going to ghost it. We are going to go, sign our names, and leave.
Yeah.
Like, our 5 hours, 10-hour drive for a half an hour at there to get the giga just for the icon because I can't.
Yeah.
I got to get home for a game.
Yeah. That's,
that's rough.
10 hours round trip.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. But like, for me, like, I got to get it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
My kid's game is way more important.
You know?
It's like, we're trying to figure out how to do both, you know, that we're trying to do.
Yep.
But I'm not missing games. You know, that's not going to happen. This window that I have of my kids playing is shrinking.
Yes.
By a lot. So it's, you know, it's only.
And the older they get, the less it gets, so.
I know. So it's, yeah, so it's a shame that the gig, of course. I guess I should be happy the gig is only 5 hours away. It could be, you know, 20 hours away.
Oh, yeah. No way
you know, so I should be grateful that it's pretty close.
That's awesome. Awesome. Good stuff.
But yeah, that's another one, doing that. That's going to be an interesting time.
Yeah, can't wait to hear about it. That should be fun. All right, well, let's wrap this puppy up, and we want to thank you fine folks for stepping on by. We greatly appreciate it, and we hope to see you all the rest of the year here in 2018 with the GCPC. So thank you so much, and I think it's time to move on here. Let's do this. Thank you for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast right here on the GCPC website at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. The video version of our show is available on YouTube, and the audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and many of our favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites or contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production and is produced by Andy Smith, Scott Burks, Chad Courtney, and Sarah T.S. The show is copyright 2018 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.